The concept of universal emotions has long held sway in psychological research and popular culture. This idea suggests that specific facial expressions are inherently tied to particular emotions and are universally recognized across all human cultures. This belief has been foundational in many areas, influencing psychological theories, political strategies, and the burgeoning field of emotion reading technologies. According to this view, emotions like happiness, sadness, anger, and fear can be identified by anyone, anywhere, simply by observing facial expressions. However, Lisa Feldman Barrett's The Myth of Universal Emotions presents a significant challenge to this perspective. Barrett argues that emotions are not universally recognized. Instead, they are constructed through cultural and conceptual frameworks that vary significantly across different societies. This text delves into Barrett's arguments, examining the evidence she presents and exploring the implications of her theory for our understanding of human emotions. Basic emotion method. The basic emotion method, pioneered by researchers such as Sylvan Tompkins, Carol Izzard, and Paul Ekman, has been the cornerstone of research supporting the universality of emotions. This method involves showing subjects photographs of faces displaying stereotypical expressions associated with certain emotions. Participants are then asked to match these expressions to a list of emotion words, such as happiness, sadness, anger, or fear. The high rates of correct matches across diverse cultures have been interpreted as evidence of universal emotion recognition. However, Barrett points out significant flaws in this methodology. Using a limited set of emotion words acts as a cheat sheet, guiding participants toward the expected responses. This priming effect skews the results, creating the illusion of universality. When the list of emotion words is removed, participants' ability to correctly identify emotions drops dramatically, suggesting that the supposed universality is an artifact of the experimental design rather than a reflection of innate human abilities. Context and emotion perception. Barrett emphasizes the crucial role of context in emotion perception. In real-life situations, we rarely encounter isolated facial expressions. Instead, we see faces in rich contexts, accompanied by body language, vocal tones, and environmental cues. These contextual elements provide essential information that helps us interpret facial expressions accurately. For example, a face that appears to show terror might actually represent triumph if we know the person has just won a significant competition. Barrett's experiments demonstrate that when participants are given context, their interpretations of facial expressions change significantly. This finding undermines the idea that emotions are universally recognized based on facial expressions alone. It shows that our brains use contextual information and conceptual knowledge to construct perceptions of emotions, highlighting the constructed nature of emotional experience. Free labeling studies. In free labeling studies, participants are asked to describe facial expressions using their own words rather than choosing from a provided list. These studies reveal starkly different results compared to the basic emotion method. Without the guiding list of emotion words, participants' accuracy in identifying emotions plummets. For instance, in early free labeling studies, participants correctly identified emotions only 5-8% of the time, a sharp contrast to the 85% accuracy reported in studies using the basic emotion method. This discrepancy suggests that the forced choice format of the basic emotion method artificially inflates the appearance of universal emotion recognition. Free labeling studies provide a more accurate measure of how people perceive emotions without the influence of predefined categories, reinforcing the idea that emotion perception is not as universal as previously thought. Semantic dementia and emotion concepts. Research on patients with semantic dementia provides further evidence for the constructed nature of emotion perception. Semantic dementia impairs a person's ability to understand and remember concepts, including those related to emotions. In experiments, patients with this condition struggled to sort photographs of facial expressions into distinct emotion categories. Instead, they grouped faces into broad categories like positive, negative, and neutral, indicating a loss of specific emotion concepts. This finding suggests that without the conceptual knowledge of emotions, people cannot accurately perceive or categorize emotional expressions. The inability of semantic dementia patients to recognize emotions supports the idea that emotion concepts are crucial for interpreting facial expressions, further challenging the notion of universal emotions. Emotion perception in infants and young children. Studies on infants and young children also support Barrett's theory. Young children, whose emotion concepts still need to develop fully, struggle to identify emotions from facial expressions. For example, 2- and 3-year-olds often use words like sad, mad, and scared interchangeably, reflecting a lack of differentiated emotion concepts. Experiments with infants have shown that while they can distinguish between smiling and scowling faces, this ability is based on visual cues like the presence of teeth rather than an understanding of the associated emotions. These findings indicate that the ability to perceive specific emotions develops over time as children acquire and refine emotion concepts. This developmental perspective aligns with Barrett's argument that emotion perception is constructed rather than innate. Cross-cultural studies and the Himba tribe. Barrett's research includes cross-cultural studies that provide compelling evidence against the universality of emotions. One such study involved the Himba tribe in Namibia, a group with minimal exposure to Western cultural practices. When asked to sort photographs of facial expressions, the Himba participants did not categorize the faces according to the 6 basic emotions identified by Western researchers. Instead, they grouped faces based on actions, such as laughing or looking, rather than inferred emotional states. This finding suggests that emotion concepts are not universal but are shaped by cultural context. The Himba's different categorization of facial expressions highlights the role of cultural learning in constructing emotion perception. Replication of Himba studies. Attempts to replicate Barrett's findings with the Himba tribe using different methods have yielded consistent results. In studies using vocal sounds instead of facial expressions, the Himba participants again showed no evidence of universal emotion recognition. When asked to match vocalizations to emotion stories, they only succeeded when they had been taught the corresponding emotion concepts in advance. This finding indicates that without prior exposure to specific emotion concepts, people from different cultures do not perceive emotions in the same way. The need for conceptual learning to recognize emotions further supports the constructed nature of emotion perception and challenges the idea of universal emotions. Forced choice and priming effects. The forced choice format of the basic emotion method plays a significant role in creating the appearance of universal emotion recognition. This method primes participants to match facial expressions to these categories by providing a limited set of emotion words, artificially boosting their accuracy. Barrett's experiments demonstrate that participants' ability to recognize emotions declines sharply when this priming effect is removed. This finding highlights the importance of considering methodological biases in emotion research. The reliance on forced choice formats has led to a widespread but misleading belief in the universality of emotions, which Barrett's work calls into question. Influence of conceptual knowledge. Barrett argues that conceptual knowledge is a key ingredient in emotion perception. Our brains use emotion concepts to interpret sensory input from facial expressions, voices, and body language. This process is so automatic that we often perceive emotions as being directly broadcast from people's faces. However, Barrett's experiments show that people struggle to recognize emotions without access to emotion concepts. For example, when participants were asked to repeat an emotion word until it lost its meaning and then identify emotions from photographs, their performance dropped significantly. This finding underscores the role of conceptual knowledge in constructing emotion perceptions and challenges the notion that emotions can be universally recognized without it. Emotion concepts and language. The relationship between emotion concepts and language is another crucial aspect of Barrett's theory. Emotion words are not just labels for pre-existing feelings, they shape our perceptions and experiences of emotions. Language provides the categories we use to make sense of our emotional experiences and those of others. Barrett's research shows that when participants lack the words to describe emotions, their ability to recognize and categorize emotions diminishes. This finding suggests that the universality of emotion recognition observed in many studies may result from participants' shared language and concepts rather than an innate human ability. Historical and cultural variability. Historical and cultural variability in emotion concepts further challenges the idea of universal emotions. For example, the concept of smiling as an expression of happiness is relatively recent and culturally specific. In ancient Rome, the word smile did not exist, and the gesture was not associated with happiness. Smiling as a universal expression of happiness only became widespread in the 18th century with improvements in dental care. This historical perspective highlights how emotion concepts can change over time and vary between cultures. Barrett's work suggests that what we consider to be universal emotional expressions are, in fact, deeply influenced by cultural and historical contexts. Experimental techniques and results. Barrett's innovative experimental techniques have provided robust evidence against the universality of emotions. By systematically reducing participants' access to emotion concepts, Barrett's experiments reveal the constructed nature of emotion perception. For example, participants' accuracy in recognizing emotions was significantly lower in face-matching tasks without emotion words. Similar results were obtained when participants with semantic dementia or infants with undeveloped emotion concepts were tested. These findings consistently show that emotion recognition is impaired without conceptual knowledge, supporting Barrett's argument that emotions are constructed rather than universally recognized. The role of emotion words. Emotion words are crucial in shaping how we perceive and experience emotions. Barrett's research demonstrates that these words prime us to see specific emotions in facial expressions, voices, and body language. When emotion words are removed from experiments, participants' ability to recognize emotions declines. This finding suggests that the universality of emotion recognition observed in many studies may be an artifact of the experimental design rather than evidence of innate human abilities. Barrett's work highlights the importance of considering the influence of language and conceptual knowledge in emotion research. Implications for psychological research. Barrett's theory of constructed emotions has significant implications for psychological research. It challenges the validity of hundreds of studies that have used the basic emotion method to claim that emotions are universally recognized. By revealing the methodological biases and conceptual influences underlying these studies, Barrett's work calls for reevaluating the evidence supporting universal emotions. This paradigm shift opens new avenues for research that focus on the cultural and conceptual construction of emotions, providing a more nuanced understanding of human emotional experience. Practical applications. Barrett's theory has implications beyond academic research and into practical applications in fields such as cross-cultural communication, international relations, and mental health. Understanding that emotions are constructed rather than universal can improve communication and reduce misunderstandings in multicultural settings. It can also inform therapeutic approaches that recognize the role of cultural and conceptual factors in emotional experiences. By moving away from the assumption of universal emotions, practitioners can develop more effective strategies for addressing emotional issues across different cultural contexts. Critique of universal emotion studies. Barrett's critique of studies supporting universal emotions is rooted in thoroughly examining their methodologies. She argues that the basic emotion method's reliance on forced choice formats and priming effects creates an illusion of universality. By removing these methodological biases, Barrett's experiments reveal that conceptual knowledge heavily influences emotion recognition. This critique underscores the need for more rigorous and culturally sensitive approaches to studying emotions, moving beyond the simplistic notion of universal emotional expressions. Cross-cultural replications. Barrett's findings have been replicated in various cross-cultural studies, providing robust evidence for the constructed nature of emotions. For example, studies with the Himba tribe and other isolated cultures have consistently shown that emotion recognition is not universal. These replications strengthen Barrett's argument that emotions are constructed through cultural and conceptual frameworks. By highlighting the variability in emotion perception across different cultures, these studies challenge the idea that certain facial expressions are universally recognized as representing specific emotions. Influence of Western stereotypes. Barrett's work reveals the pervasive influence of Western stereotypes on emotion research. The basic emotion method, developed within a Western cultural context, has shaped how emotions are studied and understood globally. This method's assumptions about universal emotional expressions reflect Western concepts of emotions, which may not apply to other cultures. Barrett's research calls for a more critical examination of these stereotypes and their impact on emotion studies, advocating for a more inclusive and culturally sensitive approach to understanding human emotions. Misleading assumptions. The belief in universal emotions has led to misleading assumptions with significant consequences. For instance, political and business strategies often rely on the assumption that facial expressions convey the same emotions across different cultures. This belief can lead to misinterpretations and conflicts in international interactions. Barrett's research highlights the importance of recognizing the cultural and conceptual construction of emotions to avoid such misunderstandings. By challenging the assumption of universal emotions, her work encourages more accurate and effective approaches to cross-cultural communication and negotiation. Conclusion. Lisa Feldman Barrett's The Myth of Universal Emotions presents a compelling challenge to the long-held belief in universally recognized emotions. Through rigorous experimentation and cross-cultural research, Barrett demonstrates that emotions are not innate and universally recognized but are constructed through cultural and conceptual frameworks. Her work calls for a reevaluation of the methodologies and assumptions underlying emotion research, advocating for a more nuanced and culturally sensitive understanding of human emotions. By recognizing the constructed nature of emotions, we can improve cross-cultural communication, develop more effective therapeutic approaches, and advance the scientific study of emotions in a more inclusive and accurate direction.